It's the Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off
as a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls and a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsandabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Carrie.
And I'm Teresa.
And
we are Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
And we're here on a Monday, the three of us.
Yay. All three. Finally.
Yay. So the name of the show is Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, but there are three. I know someone's going to call us on that technicality, Carrie.
Yeah, they get six boobs for the price of four, so they can't complain.
It's free.
That's like
no matter what.
That's buy two, get one free.
Exactly.
Yes. That's what it is. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what's up, crazy
Janet
girls?
Janet looks nervous.
I'm so freaking nervous.
Because we already started.
I'm sweating.
Just so you
know.
So
we
you
already
know.
Made her blush.
Yeah, get ready. Mm-hmm. Put on your seatbelts.
All right, so what's new with you guys?
Go ahead.
You go first.
What's new?
Uh-huh. Your lips are numb.
My lips are numb. Yeah.
That's the
latest
story.
And when I drink my wine, I'm sure I'm going to dribble it down the front of me at some point in time.
I have
some
Tide pens.
It's not too good. Yeah, I probably should carry some with me instead of driving around and drooling all over the place. But, oh well.
You recently had fat grafting. Did I get it right?
It's
didn't you call it
autologous fat transfer is what it's called.
But did you call it fat grafting?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I might have said that. It's not correct, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's probably what I said. More than likely.
Fat transferring.
It's fat transfer. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where's the transfer? What do you do? What happens?
So basically what they do is they do like kind of like a mini liposuction. So they go into a fatty part on your body. And then they numb it up, and then they basically basically suck it out, and then they separate the fluids from the fat, and then they transfer the fat into wherever you want it. So, like, I had my nasal labial folds done, which, if anybody doesn't know what those are, they're from your nose to the outer corner of your mouth. And then I had the line above my chin done, and then I had some put in my lips. And no, I do not look like I'm from LA. I love my girlfriends from LA, just saying. But I don't look like...
And when did you have this done?
Not too long ago.
Like today or... Like
oh, no. Today I had a touch-up done, okay. So no. It was... I don't want to give it away completely because I kind of BS'd my... I didn't want to tell certain people that I had some things done, okay. So I took a couple days off, so I'm not going to tell what day it was.
Okay.
I'll tell you when we're off air.
All right. No, thank you. You came in today saying your lips
were
numb. I
was going to say,
did you
surgery?
Get all this done today?
No. Oh, my gosh. No. It's quite a procedure. Yeah, it's quite a procedure. It actually was part of my topic that I was going to bring up about youthfulness. It's kind of cool because it can last up to 5 years.
Wow.
So like the equivalent they took out of my body was the same as like buying like 6 to 8 syringes of filler, which would have cost probably several thousand dollars, and we do it for like $1,500.
Wow.
So yeah. So there you go.
Carrie, did you know?
No, but no. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah.
I mean,
now?
Yeah, no.
Later.
Yeah, her and I, we're going to chat.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So,
Carrie's got plans.
I mean, yeah, do I look weird? I mean, I
no.
do look weird, right?
No, you look gorgeous, okay. Like always.
No.
Well, thank you.
But, I didn't even notice.
Good. Then.
I knew you said you were going to do it, but...
But that means that I look okay, and I don't look yes. freakish, and I don't no. look like...
You look gorgeous.
I don't look like I have duck lips.
No.
When I'm walking around going... rah, rah.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of the whole... You don't watch the Kardashians.
No.
But have you been following the whole 17, now 18-year-old girl, like her transformation from what she was to her sister Kim?
I exactly heard what now. You and Tara was agreed with Tara. About that, and I didn't look, but I mean, it's ridiculous. She's too young.
She just turned 18, I think, this last weekend.
No, it's ridiculous. That type of thing is utterly ridiculous. Absurd.
Every single time they come up, I ask Amber, what did she do? What did she do? Why is she famous? What did she do?
Well, like,
she made a sex tape. Kim okay.
Did, yes. Yeah. But like Kylie and Kendall, like they're actually working. Kendall is like a all over the world model.
Yeah.
Kylie and Kendall have their own clothing lines and makeup lines. So they're like working.
Yeah.
Unlike.
They concern me, though, the message that they send. I mean, yeah. Girls already get so much media message of the most important thing is how they look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They concern me. You know, let's make female scientist heroes. And, you know, it's just discouraging. It's sad. So every time I talk to Amber, I'm like, tell me again what Kim did. What is she? What did she do? Why do I care?
Kanye. So that, like, added.
Oh, God. Don't get me started on that puke.
I won't.
He is such a puke. That's all I have to say. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand that.
They're just two narcissists.
I can't even call him a human.
Together, really, right? They're just two narcissists.
They are.
Okay.
They are. They love themselves so much. How can they be married? How do you get.
No.
I don't even know how they even got pregnant. They're never even together. I mean, they're never even, I don't know. I watched Kanye pull something at some Canadian games of some sort, and he got mad at a technical glitch in the system and took his mic and threw it 60 feet in the air and walked off stage bitching, saying how he was irritated because people were talking amongst themselves after this big event. And that he was saying how they needed to be appreciative of him being there. Mm-hmm. Who freaking cares?
Do you feel that way when we talk amongst ourselves?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Because you're a good person.
Right.
Thanks. Yes. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Now, Miss Carrie, you've been sick for the last several days.
I have been sick.
You've had
sick.
Pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She thought she was going to cancel on us.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have been sick. and I self-medicated like a lot. Like I probably shouldn't talk about it because probably taking leftover meds and
you
stuff.
You have doctor friends that are probably going to be like, "What the Carrie McLeod."
Mm-hmm. So I was stoned. I was stoned and sleeping the whole entire weekend. I was so stoned. And I'm surprised I didn't send either one of you any crazy text messages. So,
right.
Saturday,
you didn't Facebook dial me.
No, So I'm like sending these crazy text messages. At some point, I had it in my head. I had a dream that Amber and another friend of mine were in high school and they were my partners in the science fair. And so I sent them text messages about a science fair because I was pissed because they didn't show up. They just left me at the science fair. So I left them text messages about that. The funniest text message I sent a text message to Zach that was all caps. I'm like sleeping stoned, all caps. I'm yelling, "Why the fuck did you leave a lion in my living room when I have dogs?" That's all I was concerned about was the dogs, not my children, just my dogs. And then there was a point Saturday night where Ken was over there and we were watching TV and he's never watched some of these shows that I love, like Criminal Minds. He's just now starting to watch Criminal Minds with me.
Wow.
And we were watching
been around for a while.
Yeah, we were watching something else like Eureka.
I never watched it.
Or something.
I heard it's great though.
It is
really good, but it was giving me crazy dreams. So anyway, we were watching something, and he didn't notice I fell asleep, and he told me. So he told me this afterwards. I didn't remember any of this, but he's laying next to me. He said I looked awake, I grabbed my phone, and I'm texting, and he's watching me text. I was texting him. I'm texting him, and he just wanted to see what I was texting. So I'm texting him, and I'm yelling at him, telling him that, asking him why he ate all my cheese. I was convinced he was eating all my cheese, and so from what he said... So from what he said is he took my phone from me, and that he said I whined in a way he did not even think I had in me. I whined, no, I need to text that now. And he apparently, what he said to me is, you know, baby, you're texting me. I have not eaten all your cheese. So let's put the phone over here. And I looked at him. I said, are you sure?
Oh, my gosh. You're not allowed to do drugs.
I know. And then he moves the phone over.
Oh, I totally want to be there when she's eating brownies, man.
I was adding brownies into the whole mix. So, you know, on top of, I had Lunesta, I had cough syrup with codeine, and I had some leftover Vicodin. And, you know, and I haven't, you guys know some stuff that I've been going through.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so I just have not been sleeping. I mean, for a long time, I couldn't tell you how long it had been since I'd slept more than an hour, you know, because I'd have these crazy nightmares about something that happened to me a long time ago. So I just seriously drugged up. I'm like, okay, I'm sick. So I'm taking all of this and brownies, and I'm washing it all down with wine. And I was...
Carrie?
God, you had to have been freaking lit, man.
Oh, my God.
God.
From what Ken said, I was incredibly entertaining.
I thought you had someone there with you.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there the whole time, but
I wish he was videotaping.
Yeah, once
it.
He might have. He might have.
YouTube.
Yeah. Right. Let's look. Let's see.
Right?
He might have posted it up on YouTube. Yeah. Once he realized how entertaining I was, then he just pretty much stayed, so... Or he was worried about me, or I don't know. Who knows? If I'm texting, maybe I'll go out driving. So,
right.
That was crazy.
Yeah, you wanted to go buy more cheese.
Yeah.
Exactly. Cheese, please. I want to tell you what happened when... This is funny. So when Janet texted me, if she texted, is it okay if T-Squared is on with you? And I, of course I thought, yeah, that's awesome. Then I started thinking... She's trying to tame me. But then I thought, that can't be right. She wouldn't have T-Squared to make me behave.
Oh, hell no.
No.
I know.
No.
So then I text her. I was like, this better not be an intervention to keep me from stalking and marrying Blake Shelton. Because if this is an intervention, well, I'll still invite you guys to the wedding
because I love you guys.
But if this is an intervention, you guys don't get to go shop for wedding gowns with me. And that's the fun part.
So how is that adventure going?
Well, I don't know. I go to Dierks Bentley on Thursday, and so I want to kind of I'm playing my options.
Have you seen the latest pictures of Dierks with his shirt off? Yummy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll
it's
have
good.
To look at it.
Yeah, good. See, I need to see how the whole kidnapping him works out first.
Dierks, you could totally take him.
You want some chloroform and some duct tape? I probably have some in my trunk.
I don't even want to know why
chloroform. She's in the medical profession.
She says.
Oh, here.
I got this. Give me just a second.
You know, I invited one of my friends who was going, she bailed because back to school night. And I'm like, seriously? Seriously, your kids are more important than going to the concert? I don't think so. So I invited my friend Allie. I've been friends with Allie forever. I should bring her over sometime because she's hysterical. But I invited my friend Allie, and I sent her a text, and she goes, yes, yay! Is this a person or a group? Does that make me uncool?
Oh, my God. Wow. I saw Dierks last year at Red Rocks, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Amazing. Where's he playing? Fiddler?
Mm-hmm.
Fiddler, yeah. It's a school night. Janet can't do that.
But you're going to be proud of Toby because he's starting a band, and it's actually going to be a country rock band.
That's
really?
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fun.
So I thought you'd be
Yay.
Proud of that. I just thought I'd announce it here. He'll probably kick my ass. But the point is that that's the route they're kind of going.
Wow.
They're calling it country fusion, and it's something that, you know, Steve will probably hate.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Anything that's not old school.
That's not country.
That's not even music. Sorry,
well, we love you. But they're going to call it country fusion style music. So.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That is fun.
It'll be fun.
I went and saw Kenny Chesney, Jason Aldean, and Brantley Gilbert on Saturday night, and that was awesome. But Steve was not my date. I went with the girls because it's not his thing.
It's not really country. It's not music.
Sunday, we went and saw Clint Black, and that was, he's from the 90s, Carrie.
So it's cool. It passes Steve's muster.
Yes. So that is how it goes. And I just bought him Don Henley tickets. He's from the Eagles, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. You guys both looked at me like blink-like, and I'm the one that's like...
I love the Eagles. I'm just not a fan of Don Henley as a person, so that's another story.
Oh, is he a bad person?
No, he's just very full of himself, and he's like the type who's like, you know, we won't play until they do something with the environment, or we won't do this because blah, blah, blah. And he's always mouthy and he's just full of himself.
It's like John Denver.
He's dead. You can't talk bad about him.
But John Denver was like that too. He always talked all this stuff about the environment. It's like you tore apart a mountain for your house.
Right? What about the whole Ted Nugent? Is it similar to that? Ted Nugent's always talking a lot, according to Steve.
Yeah, I kind of like Ted.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. In a sense. No, Ted's a talker, but he won't not play unless something's done. You know, he's not like that. He's not, you know, he won't just screw over his fans unless he can get something done. No, he's not like, no. He still plays. He's very full of himself, though, Ted is.
Oh, a little bit.
Just a smidge.
Weird.
Just a smidge.
So back to Blake.
Yes,
your boyfriend.
My boyfriend's fiancé. Hello.
I'm sorry. That's right.
Yeah.
I hope so I like living in Oklahoma.
The next time you talk to Mr. Oklahoma, you need to find out what happened.
Yeah, I heard an affair, and so everyone's
there's so many different stories.
Well, and I pretty much know if somebody cheats with me, he's going to cheat on me. Right. So I'm assuming that one day I'll just be getting alimony from him, but still. In the meantime, I'm going to enjoy that.
That's awesome. Are you vegan in... It today? Is that a word? I just made it up.
Vegan in it?
Yeah, because it turns out, how does the saying go? Feed a cold, feed a fever, starve a cold. I never get it, so I just figure feed all of them.
Right.
Right? Unless it's a tummy thing, then you don't want to feed it. So I eat a whole lot of crap. And if I'm depending on Ken to bring me food, he knows nothing about eating healthy. Absolutely nothing.
Is he like Taco Bell, Jack?
No, he bring good food. You know, he would go get pickup from nice. He did bring me some Panera because I like the. Turns out I actually like this. I eat this like 3 times a week. The broth bowl, the lentils.
Oh, okay.
He didn't bring me that, but he also brought me a fudge brownie because, you know, my cold seemed like I needed a fudge brownie, and I think he was right. And you know, just. Crap. So wow. I just ate crap, and I'm laying in bed the whole time, and I'm stoned, and, you know, and then hot brownies, they make you hungry. You know?
They do.
They do. So today I just feel bloated and yuck, and so, yeah. So
it's funny, Toby likes good healthy foods, but one night it was late, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and the weird thing is up in Fort Collins, everywhere delivers until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's crazy.
And we went to, I know, weird. I don't have the sweet tooth. He has a sweet tooth. So he was like following me around, trying to get me to order all this crap, like trying to force feed me. And so the other night he and his daughter had a sweet tooth, and I said, oh, just bring me a little dark chocolate. He's like, well, I didn't know what to bring. And he brings me 3 huge things of dark chocolate because he couldn't figure out which one I would like. And I've pretty much blazed through all 3 of them at this point.
Uh-oh, you're gonna reinvigorate that sweet tooth.
I know, apparently I am.
That's
because
how it happens.
Yeah, so Toby quit following me around with food. God.
It's a call to action, Toby. Call to action.
And Ken, pick up something healthy once in a while.
Oh, Steve's horrible. Like he needs to be like, no, Janet, we shouldn't go to Taco Bell. No, Janet, let's not go to Jack in the Box. But I mentioned it, and he's like, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, I mentioned it. I get it. I'm wrong. But he should say no.
Yeah, you got Taco Bell right there.
I know. That's the problem. And a Jack in the Box.
That's right over there. Yeah.
It's so bad. Yeah. So that was my weekend. Because, like, Saturday, got home from the concert. I didn't drive, so I was a little inebriated.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm like, well, Steve, we need to go to Taco Bell. So we went to Taco Bell.
And when you're inebriated, you have to put something on there.
The perfect inebriation food.
So then last night after Clint Black, I was like, oh, still feeling icky. Let's go to Jack in a Box.
All right. Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Let's add some more grease on top of that. That's
so
awesome.
I worked out twice today because I feel a little like, meh. Yeah. Bad food.
Yeah. That's the thing too, is I couldn't get to the gym and.
Mm-hmm. You got to let your body recover.
Yeah. I'm going to go Wednesday.
Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It's a goal.
It's a goal.
Boots on the ground for vets update.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little snafu there. So we're trying to have to figure it out.
What's the snafu? Maybe someone listening can help.
I may not be able to go. Well, they can't. Well, they may be able to help, actually, in a sense. I may not be able to physically be there. So I may have to videotape in my portion of the fashion show because I have an emergency hearing coming up that I have to deal with and stuff like that. So I have some things that may not physically be able to be there. Unfortunately, the show still must go on, but I've got to figure out how to videotape myself in, and then they will put me on when it's my turn, and then, you know, and then do the next person and then show video of me because it will be streamed live. 1 to 6 on the, on Sunday. So it's
Sunday. It's coming up.
Yeah, it's coming up.
That was a huge reason why.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't the intervention or to make me behave.
No.
Oh no, I was all for that crap. Are you kidding?
You go for all
of
it.
Are you kidding? No, but we still do need donations and we still would love it if people would come up with auction items to give to
my
us.
How about my children?
I love your cat.
My children?
I need to check the legalities of that, but I'm pretty sure that we could probably come up with some. There's going to be a way.
Slave labor or something.
No, in church we had a slave auction where people would like bid on you to like clean.
You right.
Go. And they just never have to go home.
Oh, they won't clean.
Oh.
Please.
God, Janet, you came up with that one.
I did. I'm not a parent.
That's awesome.
I think there needs to be stricter rules about kids in public.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go there.
Agreed.
But if you are listening and you happen to be in the Minneapolis area, please, 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 please attend. Please.
Where is it
attend.
At?
It will be, it's at the, great. You would
Sorry.
Throw that at
will
me right
post
now.
All of the information.
It is. It is actually. Again. Well, it's. It's at a V. It's at one of the VA places, but I don't know the street. It's the street that I don't. I'm not positive on, so I'll have to look it up. The street number.
We'll get it. We'll get it. So, I'll get it posted. I promise.
So.
And then. How about Woman Crush of the Week? Are we ready?
Yes.
You brought one, Carrie.
Yes, so because I forgot one last time. And I'll tell you, too, just if I hadn't have already had both of you as my woman crush, just because you guys were awesome. I shared with you some painful stuff I was going through. You were awesome.
Well, we love you. It's easy.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. My woman crush, who should have been my woman crush last time, it's my friend Beth, Elizabeth. She shows up on my page a lot. Elizabeth Walton Young. Mm-hmm. She's incredible. She also was incredible with the stuff that I was dealing with. But she's gone through amazing, amazing abuses in her life. And she is just so strong and so amazing. It's astounding, the stuff that she's gone through and how positive she is. And I joke with her all the time that she's, you know, I don't believe in soulmates and stuff, but I always joke with her all the time. You're my friend soulmate. Cause I get her and she gets me. She's incredible. She's incredibly funny. On Facebook, I always get compliments all the time. People tell me all the time, I love your interactions with Teresa and with Elizabeth. They're hilarious. I know.
So and, full of
you
it.
Know, and she was so awesome too, because I did send her a thing. I sent her a text. over the weekend when I was all stoned. And she just goes along with it. Just totally went along with it. So the text I sent to her was, you can't bring a lie in there. So she, and now keep in mind too, she lives in Texas and she lives on all this land and she's got horses and goats. And she has a picture on Facebook where the horse and the goat came into the house while they were sleeping and ate the peanut butter. So, you know, she just goes with the flow. And so I sent her this, well, you can't bring lions there. And she sends me back something like, are you sure? Okay, I won't. Oh, by the way, Jake Owens is getting divorced. So she's just an awesome person. She's there for you. And now one of the things I think is so amazing about her is she's very Christian. She's very active in her church. She was going to school, theology. I think she's still doing that. And you know, sometimes the real devout Christians, they just rub me the wrong way. You know, I call them Jesus peddlers. And sorry, I'm sure I'm offending people. I'm like, hold on to them. I'm sorry.
I know. She was hugging you. Yeah, she did. We physically watched it.
You know, and they're the ones that get so judgmental about this and that and this and that. And the way that I see it, the way that I see Christianity is you're aspiring to be Christ-like. I thought that's the point of it. And so, and that's her. I mean, she's the definition of that. She doesn't care that I don't believe the same way that she does. You know, she's just loving and kind and amazing and human, you know, and she's just an incredibly wonderful, wonderful person. So I feel very, very blessed to know her. Oh, she also has a gazillion kids. Five, but that's like a lot.
That is a gazillion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shoo. And how about you, T Squared, Woman Crush of the Week?
I actually have somebody who is famous. Like, yay! I know, who would think? But a lot of people may not know her. Her name's Debbie Mazar. Nope. She's utterly beautiful. She's been in several movies over the years, and she has this really unique look. If I had black hair and blue eyes, I would want to look like her. She's got the widow's weep, the perfect skin, she's the perfect hourglass figure. She's just utterly beautiful. Well, she has a show on TV called Extra Virgin. It's on the Cooking Channel. She married this chef whose family owns a olive oil company in Italy. Mm-hmm. And what I like about her is she's so cute. She's so into her family, and she's clearly Italian herself, but she was born in like the Bronx. So she's got that heavy Bronx accent, and she's so cute. And she, but what I enjoy about watching her is she clearly loves her family so much, and she's totally embracing what her husband does. So she's learning how to cook this Italian way, and must be nice to go back and forth between your home in L.A. and your home in Italy.
That
you
must
know,
be nice.
It must be
that
really be rough. Fun.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it looks like she's very loving to her children. She's raising them in an amazing way. She's very down to earth. I mean, she's not all about, oh, I'm a big star, I'm this or that. She's very, very family oriented, and I just want to be invited to one of her dinner parties sometime because they look awesome.
Me too.
They look
just
awesome.
You talking about it.
I mean, the food.
I'm
they
always
make,
hungry when I come over.
They
here.
Always make this like they.
I always offer you food and you say no.
Oh, and that's funny because last time I was here, I brought like a feast. We ate.
She offered me cheese last time, and I was vegan.
Yeah. Cheese. So today I just offered
cheese.
Food. Are you hungry?
I'll have some cheese.
If you were to say yes, there would have been some like, okay, what kind of hungry?
Steve, bring cheese.
Yeah.
Steve, do we have anything I can pound on the ceiling?
Call him.
Awesome.
Yeah, because he's not answering his phone when you call him.
I went up there, and I think he was eating cheese. Like, seriously, we have, like, a lot of different cheeses in our refrigerator right now because we went to Sprouts, and Sprouts has that whole cheese thing.
I know.
And he got, like, Cajun cheese. He got, like, seasoned cheese. And so Saturday morning, I woke up, and I was like, you want me to make you an omelet? And I'm like, what kind of cheese do you want? Which I usually can't ask. It's usually cheddar or jalapeno, whatever. And we have too much cheese.
So let's wrap this up and go eat your cheese.
Right. Right. Thank you, everybody. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for having us on, Janet.
Let me eat my woman coach of the week.
Hey, I can feel my lips now. I can eat. I won't bite through. We're doing good.
Oh, goodness gracious. So my woman crush of the week is Grandma Moses. Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her real name's Anna Mary Robertson Moses. She's known by her nickname Grandma Moses. She was a renowned American folk artist. She didn't start painting until the age of 78.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. And most recently, her Sugar Ring Off piece of art was sold for $1.2 million in 2006.
Wow.
Yeah. Her work's been shown and sold in the United States and abroad and has been marketed on greeting cards and other merchandise. And I just found that to be amazing.
She's a hero to me. She's somebody I go read about when I start feeling like, God, I'm so late to start a writing career. Because I'm just a baby compared to when she started
78.
Painting.
78.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's incredible.
So that's my woman crush of the week. So not super, like, Hollywood.
We have the best waiter ever. Thank you, Steve.
Cheese delivery.
Yay! We love Steve. Steve just brought us all cheese.
Yes. Carrie, if you could go back in time and live in any era, which era would you choose?
Any era? Like, ever?
I think so.
That's a tough one. That's a really tough one. I don't know. I think I'm fairly happy living here. I think in regards to, although I'm very fortunate, I end up dating very good gentlemen, but I like the 40s. I like the 40s. I like the way women were starting to get their voice and they were becoming much more liberated. They were listened to more, but men were still men. Men were still gentlemen. There was still chivalry. It was just standard to be that way. So I think the 40s.
T squared?
Man, give me a knight on a white horse and a castle. Yes. I want a castle. I would love to live in the romantic era because I love the castles and the big beauty. And
I change. I want to go there with her. That's take my answer back. I want
the castle.
And the
I
knight.
Want the castle and a knight. I have a knight in shining armor, but I you would do. Like the I would like the castle
the
to
castle.
Go along. The castle.
The fancy castle. Dresses.
And the corsets. Since I wear
you didn't really have running water though.
Yeah, that part would suck. So. Can we take that back?
Well, that's true.
No, I'm not taking. I'm not trying to rain on your era. Don't.
Well,
no.
They okay, had ways next. Of doing things.
You have servants and stuff to do all that stuff for you.
Handmaidens. Right?
There's people.
Isn't that what they're called?
There's people for that.
People to do that.
We had people.
T squared. If you could drink from the fountain of youth and live forever, would you? And if so, what age would you stay?
No, I wouldn't drink from the fountain of youth and live forever.
No?
Okay. No.
Carrie?
No, I wouldn't either.
Why?
I think I just have, I don't know exactly what my spiritual beliefs are, but I believe that there's a bigger plan. I just think there's a bigger plan. And eventually you just, plus if you stayed an age, so let's say, you know, I picked this age right now. I stayed 47. What happens when everybody else starts dying off? You know, your life constantly has to change and you have to have new people in your life. And how do you maintain a relationship with somebody who is constantly getting older? Although men would probably be okay with that. You know,
right.
They keep getting older. You're staying the same age. I think it would be hard. And like, if it was just me, what about my children? My children start to surpass me. No, I wouldn't want to live forever. I think we have our lessons to learn here. And
I think I'm a contradiction in terms being the fact that I just had a whole bunch of crap shoved in my face. But the point is that I do feel that I think there's also a level of, I think you would just get tired of it after a while. I think you would.
Haven't
just
you watched
tired.
Highlander?
Yeah, that's exactly the song.
And I am a cloud, and no, I don't want to be cursed.
That was
to that,
going
right?
through my head. Was I'm gonna live forever?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah. I know. You would have never thought.
I want to turn that around on Tara now. I want to know.
I know.
Maybe we have a call-in thing to this.
Well,
let's make call that Tara. Let's make a standing one for Tara on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next
let's
time
do
she's
that.
On. Yep. Have you guys heard of the movie Ricky and the Flash?
I've heard of it. I want to see it.
Carrie? I heard of it from you.
Oh, okay. So, I had the chance to go see the movie before it came out, and we've had several opportunities with movies like that. So, I just want to say, everyone listen, because it could happen anytime. Anytime. Like, they send me emails randomly, and I'm like, crap. Gotta get out there. So, I want to talk about...
cheese, please.
The movie. Pass the cheese, Janet. Pass the cheese. The movie. Ricky and the Flash. It's all about this lady named Ricky Rendazzo, played by Meryl Streep. She's a one-time wife and mother of three who left her family behind to follow her dreams of rock and roll stardom in California. And now, the singer and guitarist must face the music when she returns home to Indiana to reconnect with her ex-husband, her troubled daughter, Julie, engaged son, Josh, and younger son, Adam. But it was a great movie. I really recommend it. It's one of those movies where I walked in thinking it was going to be a little bit more lighthearted and it was a little bit more real, but I like that about it. And then I started doing my research, and this is actually based off of a real person.
Oh.
The story behind Ricky and the Flash. It's likely you've never heard of 61-year-old New Jersey grandmother Terry Sieri. She was the inspiration behind Meryl Streep's hard-rocking, guitar-slinging lead singer in Jonathan Demme's new movie, Ricky and the Flash. Real-life Ricky and the Flash, we'll call her Terry, sings in a cover band called Silk and Steel that regularly performs in the New Jersey shore town of Toms River. She also happens to be Ricky and the Flash's screenwriter's Diablo Cody's mother-in-law. So, yeah.
Streep done a bad movie?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. When I was doing research on the movie, there was like a countdown of her movies from the worst to the best, and I almost brought it today, but 25 was a lot.
I don't think I've ever seen a movie she's been in that I did not love.
I know. She's amazing.
She is amazing.
I do have to apologize. This is going to be... yeah, Hollywood happenings. Last week seemed to be all about divorces. We were talking about Reba, Gwen Stefani, and then I thought Will and Jada were getting a divorce. Well, Angela P., who's one of our loyal listeners, she shared an article with me the next day from CNN that said that that is false. They're not getting a divorce yet.
They've been married for a gazillion years, haven't they?
Yeah, and there's been so many rumors that they're getting a divorce, and so I felt really bad. And I don't always fact check. This is not Fox News. I'm not saying that everything I say on here is the truth, you know?
Because everything's true on the internet.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But according to People.com, Fox News and CMT, Jake Owen and his wife are divorcing. That was announced this last week. Super sad. They've only been together like
I got that from Beth, too.
Years.
Hmm.
And they have a little baby girl named Pearl. So that's a bummer. But Jennifer Aniston got married this last week to Justin Theroux. So
yay.
That's the Hollywood happenings.
And you know I'm engaged.
Yes, right. We do.
Yeah,
we do.
The ring's in the shop, right?
To Blake. Well, I have to stalk him first, I think.
Oh, I already have my bridesmaid dress picked out. Is it okay if we pick out our own, or do
can you help me stalk him and get this going? All right, let's work on that.
What did we talk about? It's in my trunk.
Oh yes,
that was like 20 minutes ago.
Chloroform.
Hello. And duct tape.
All right, so now we're going to have some chatter time.
He just has to meet me. He'll love me. He just has to meet me. We just have to set that up. How do we set that up?
I don't know. Maybe go to California, voice taping. I don't know.
We have to work it out.
I'll figure it out.
Camp out in his front yard.
We can drive your car that has minimal miles on it.
Yeah.
40,000 miles, and it's from 2007?
Yeah, I have a 2007 with 40,000 miles on it.
And it isn't rolled over.
That's fun. That's funny. Mine's got 60,000 miles on it, and it's a 2007. But when I got it, it had 40,000 miles on it. But it was my mother's. But I've since racked up all those miles on this lovely drive back and forth.
I just don't drive. If you know, and I like to get boyfriends who drive me.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's kind of a requirement.
Steve, focus.
Sorry.
No, I'm always driving. Anyway, let's talk about the brain.
The brain?
The brain.
The brain.
What about the brain?
Kickstarting the creativity.
Oh, yeah. I brought you guys notes.
What are we going to talk about?
Too much.
Oh.
So I thought we could talk about how to get your creative juices going.
Gosh. I like it.
Help? If that's the thing, I do have a question to interject that I will be asking everybody's help on because I have no clue how to do it. And it does have to do with creativity and your brain. So, but go ahead.
Not yet. It's not time. Let us know when it's time.
Okay.
You're not going to tell us now?
Nope. That was a tease. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just looked this up because I needed some creative. I'm pretty creative, but I couldn't get my creativity going. So I thought I would look this stuff up. So I'll just go through them quickly, or you guys can help.
No, you guys help because
I brought you all notes so all that right. you can help too.
Okay, we have notes.
This one fascinated me. The first one, your brain does better creatively. It does better creative work when you're tired.
I feel cranky when I'm tired. I don't want to think.
No, I agree with you on that because I seem to get my juices are flowing when I'm in bed or it's nighttime or whatever.
Yeah, and then you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're not when you're more focused, when you're awake, when mm-hmm. you're at your optimum, you can cancel out all the noise around you. But you don't. You let all those tangents and the distractions and stuff come in when you're sleepy. So I think that makes sense in some way. Yeah. Okay. Hmm.
Okay. The next one, exercise can improve your creativity.
I agree with that. I do some of my best writing right after I ran.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of clear.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love this quote. This is the way it was explained in Psychology Today. Sweat is like WD-40 for your mind. It lubricates the rest.
Lubricate.
I know. She said lubricate. Carrie, where is your mind right now? Never mind.
And I'm the one that lost it first. Jeez. It lubricates the rusty hinges of your brain and makes your thinking more fluid. So exercise definitely helps that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm always just hungry and thirsty after I exercise, so I don't know if I've ever noticed that before.
She's focused on the food.
I'm focused on the cheese. I'm literally like all over this. Apparently I was hungry.
I'm always hungry when I come over here. All right, next one's yours, Janet.
No, I just did that.
Oh, okay. So, ambient noise. I'll take this one. Ambient noise levels are best for creativity. I actually thought silence might turn out to be the best sound for creative thinking, but it turns out that ambient noise levels are just right. And like loud music or silence, ambient noise levels have proven to be perfect for improving creative thinking. Silence, in fact, actually helps us to sharpen our focus. So it's useful for intense problem solving or detail-oriented tasks. Creative thinking, on the other hand, requires the kind of ambient buzz of sound you might find in a cafe to promote broader thinking and new ideas. I do find that I actually do better when there's ambient sound in the house. If it's too quiet, I don't handle things very well.
I don't like quiet.
I don't like hearing my own head.
I hate the TV on a timer to go to sleep when Steve's gone. Like, it'll go off like 30 minutes after I go to sleep.
I turn a fan on. I always turn the fan on. I don't like quiet. I really don't. I don't like quiet because, that noise in your head. Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay, nothing is original. Creativity is all about making connections. It's about stealing. No.
Wow.
We'll just go with what Steve Jobs said. Creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little guilty because they didn't really do it. They just saw something. So it's like taking those ideas that people already put out there and then connecting them and putting, you know, like the what you were talking about with Beethoven. And why can I never think of that symphony band?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. They kind of have a take on that. So it's just connecting the dots.
Blue and green can improve your performance on creative tasks. Color me surprised. Apparently, a brief glimpse of green can improve your creative performance. Another study actually shows that seeing red or blue can have different effects on our cognitive performance. Red helps us with detail-oriented tasks, where we need to focus, whereas blue enhances creative performance. This doesn't necessarily mean you'll want to paint your office blue or green, but it's a helpful tip to keep in mind when you're working on a creative project or switching between different types of work.
Okay, this is funny because this is part of what I was going to bring up. I don't know how it just all seemed to come together just right now.
What was it?
Okay, so I make really good guacamole. And everybody has like begged me for my recipe and everything else. And I've had several people ask me to package it. So I've seriously been thinking about packaging my guacamole, and it goes into this blue and green. And I'm sitting here laughing because I'm thinking, my guacamole is green. But I seriously am thinking about packaging it and maybe selling it at farmers markets. So,
oh, I'd love that.
So I'm serious. I mean, I'm like dead seriously thinking about doing this.
Because you need more on that plate of yours.
Yeah, right? But I thought this would be fun, you know, and something cool. And people, they ask me when I am invited over to parties, they ask me to bring it. I mean, and so it's like, I don't know. I need to know how to make this all happen because I've never put anything together that I have to package something in a little package.
I will help you. I must taste it first and then I can help.
Okay, I will.
Yes, I will help
and
you.
And we have that recorded.
You know,
yes,
that's a promise.
It is a promise. Yes. I'll make sure.
I will, absolutely. And you're part of the country. You could have said, color me surprised, a whole lot different than you said it. You should have said it like you were from where you're from.
I try and hide that part of my voice.
And you did when you told the whole Blake Shelton rescuing somebody. You did the whole Oklahoma thing so well. Did you hear that? When she was talking about Blake Shelton?
Yeah. When Blake rescued that guy on his birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to. My country can come out, but I try and keep it back. My office has a green wall. I hate it. I've been wanting to paint it pink forever, and they won't let me.
Huh.
But maybe that's why. They need me to have creativity.
Could be. I don't know. Color doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Are you colorblind?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that would have made sense.
It just doesn't. I mean, like, if I'm having one of those ugly fat days, then I'll wear red. Definitely. Because that helps. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, color, but as far as creativity, no. I have my own little box of tricks.
Yeah, color helps with mood. Constraints can be beneficial to creative work. It says you have to create boundaries of space when you have to create boundaries of time. I understand that. That's true.
And John Cleese said that.
I love him.
Me too.
But that is true. That if you're given too many, where it says you do become overwhelmed if you've been given too many choices. So that is very true. So that's very interesting.
That, you know what fits in there for me too, is the last minute. Mm-hmm. I'm really creative at the last minute. You know, that fits there for me. A messy desk can improve your creativity. And I will vouch for that because I'm like an incredibly clean person. You guys haven't been to my house before, but I'm an incredibly clean person. My desk and my car. Nope. Not at all. I don't know why I think I have to be creative in my car, but I think that definitely... That definitely works, a messy desk. But what's interesting is if you have a clean desk, you're much more likely to eat healthy and make better choices. So you got to pick.
I have a clean desk. Like, I wipe it and organize it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. And, you know, I share workspace. I share, like, this whole suite now with people because I don't have direct reports. Well, I have one direct report, but she doesn't actually report to me.
You're someone's boss?
Just a temp.
Oh, that would be an awesome
and I don't
boss
and
have.
I don't get her to do any stuff for me because she's utilized for a PhD. I need to start making her do stuff for me because I'm actually her boss.
That would be awesome.
Like, had to do a review and everything. Really? I would be so, I'm so not a micromanager. I'd be like, just do your stuff. Don't tell me about it. Just go do your stuff.
I would be more like Toby. He like hazes his apprentices. So it's more like a hazing than anything else. I'd come up with all kinds of crap for somebody to do. Oh,
wow. Yeah, I don't. I get lost in my own little world. But anyway, my desk is extremely messy. And they're all nice and neat. And they do like you. They wipe it down and they organize everything. There's like food in my keyboard. And I eat at my desk a lot. But I think it does. I think it helps with creativity.
Let's see. You need inspirational rituals. Yep. One of the best ways to inspire yourself and create every day is to develop rituals that you begin to use regularly and routinely. This will condition your brain for better creativity. For instance, your ritual might be reading in the morning, listening to music, meditating for a few minutes, or taking several deep breaths.
About sex.
Okie dokie.
There's my deep breath.
Oh, T-squared. How about number 10?
Okay. Try to create something every day. I do. I cook. Hello. I don't know. I create the outfit I'm going to put on that day. Right. I don't know. Whatever.
I try to write every single day. I try to write like 5 pages every single day. If it's crap. Just be crap. Also, this surprises people. I handwrite first, always.
Yeah, and just to cover that fifth page when you've got nothing to say, do you put cute little stick figures with sword fighting? Because that's what I'd have on there.
I do have crazy, crazy. It's like you're inside my head. I do have crazy doodles. And I'll have like crazy doodles on the margins and stuff. Oh my God. If people actually could go through my journal, they'd be like, man, this chick is nuts. Seriously. I've done one time too. This guy asked me to send a dirty picture of myself, you know, because they asked that shit. And he's a friend. So as I was writing, I was writing about that, and I was writing about, you know, the way men are and stuff. And so I made a stick figure, you know, really long legs and boobs, you know, and I took a picture and I sent it to him. Hey, that's me.
There's your dirty picture.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Little high heels, long legs, boobs, wow. Curly hair.
All right, next one.
Make a list and select your ideas. I do that. I write lists because, especially if I'm overwhelmed, I also use the recording function on my phone. But I write lists. I get overwhelmed with ideas, and then when you're in that place, how do you start? How do you even start with anything because you have all these different ideas? So I do that.
This next one, I need to be better at. Have fun with your colleagues or friends and build a network. Like, when it comes to work, when I get to the office, I have a hard time of getting away from my work. Like, I just, constant.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my coworkers have to be like, you okay? You haven't talked to us in a couple days. Like, oh, man. I just get focused, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose focus and drop something. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I totally get that. I do that same thing. I have a tendency to focus on something and just completely, like, drown out everything around me. My daughter even gets annoyed with me. Oh, dang it, Mom. Because she'll ask me a question and I'll give her a then she knows I haven't heard a word she said.
Right. Yeah, so sometimes I think it's good to take a step back and like have some fun, and then it gets the wheel going again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got this at Children's. We got our CEO sent out. We're changing spaces, but I guess we're going to have like these little social hubs throughout the hospital too. Like you go and you have like these little, I don't know. I'm picturing it like, oh, sweet. We're going to be like Google. We're not. We'll have like these little places where you can go and chit chat. So it's kind of a cool idea.
Does each one have a little like water cooler at it?
ice cream.
Do they not know that those places already exist? I mean, are they actually paying money to put stuff up there and it's just a freaking water cooler?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how it's going to be. Are they going to have like comfortable seating and like foosball and stuff? I'm picturing like Google, and right. I'm sure it's not going to be like that. I mean, they might have like a couch. And we're like 6,000 employees,
right?
So how's I don't like people I work with.
Well, if they put stalls in, Amber, and it was like women's
she
bathroom.
Wasn't talking about you.
Yeah, Amber has to deal with this. Poor Amber. See, that's another thing I thought too is she's afraid of my PMS. So poor Amber, when I'm PMSing every single morning, I sit there, I'm texting her. I'm like, I'm watching your link because, you know, we have Microsoft Link. Mm-hmm. I'm watching your link. I'm waiting for it to turn green. Where are you? Are you here yet? Why aren't you here yet? I need to call you. And I call and go through this whole thing. She thinks it's hilarious, but I go through this whole thing about, I hate people. God, I hate people. I hate them. Why are there so many people here? I came in at 6 a.m. and there's so many people in the parking garage. What the hell? I don't understand this. You know, and she just listens to it. She laughs at it. Sometimes she says something smart ass and I say, I hate you. And she says, well, Jesus loved you.
Aww.
She has to deal with all that. I think we're good with this.
I'm just in love with all this
so
cheese.
So keep it creative, people.
Yeah, keep it creative.
And eat cheese.
Yes,
okay,
eat cheese.
Okay, so if they knew how many piles of cheese packets I have going on right now, they'd probably think I was a hog. Oh, well, sorry.
I owe you some cheese. You're fine. So did you have something else to add?
No, I'm just still, now I'm back in my realm of trying to figure out how I'm going to do this whole guacamole thing.
I will help you.
Yes. So,
yeah.
I feel like we're going to have an update of awesomeness.
I hope so.
I have to eat some first
totally
before I can help
this.
Though.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Oh, I'm sure. We'll have a guac time.
Yeah, totally.
All right. Well, thank you girls so much for stopping by.
Oh, are we done?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
We're going to eat cheese now.
I know. And we just had the McDonald's kiosk thing. We skipped over.
Oh, I love the McDonald's kiosk thing because now we can make people fat faster.
Right.
Yeah. And you can make it your fatty food the way you want it. Like if I don't want ketchup on my...
Actually, I hate the idea. I hate the kiosk. I hate the idea. I really, really, really do.
So guys, if you're wondering what the hell we're yammering about, McDonald's now has kiosks. It's a self-service kiosk in restaurants across the U.S. that allows customers to order and pay for their food without ever having to interact with a human. So, Carrie, why do you hate this?
Because I hate everything that we get away from with people. You know, and like I told you.
You hate people.
Right?
Did you just say I hate people?
I hate people when I'm PMSing. When I'm PMSing, I hate people.
You are hilarious.
All of them. I like you guys when I'm PMSing, but pretty much everybody else I hate. Anybody who gets in my way in traffic or...
Ooh, traffic's bad for me. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
And I'm so not. Like any other time, I'm...
Me, it's all the
time. It doesn't faze me in the least. But man, when I'm PMSing, I hate everybody. I hate all of you. No, I don't like the idea of getting away from people. Mm-hmm. I like human interactions. You know, I've stayed with the same bank for 25 years because it's small and I go in there and they know my name. Mm-hmm. You know, I like that human interaction. I told you I can't remember my Facebook password.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll post this on my wall, which is good.
I will.
But, you know, part of the thing with that too is I wasn't getting enough human interaction, you know, and so I need it. I need it. Like when I don't go to McDonald's, but I don't like the idea of getting away from people and making everything
automated.
Yeah. It just keeps moving us where we had to be faster, 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 faster. At what point do we just sit down and enjoy life?
Right.
You know, because that's what it's all about. It's all this, let's speed everybody up. We did this interesting thing a few years ago at Children's where they gave all the directors and above Blackberries because it was before the iPhone, because that's supposed to make them more productive. But you're not more productive. You're not, you know, so, and they're not there. They're not present. They're, you know, and you know, when you go out with people and they're on their phones, you know, when I'm out with people, I generally turn my phone off. They're not present. So it's just that whole constantly trying to move us faster, 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 onto the next thing, onto the next thing, onto the next thing. And I think it's just another step in that. And like I said, too, it's making people fatter faster.
It is. Can get it faster. Just like Taco Bell delivery.
Yeah. Yeah, I just...
I still want to know what the minimum order is off the dollar menu in order to get... Like, can I order a bean burrito and have it delivered to my front door at 2 a.m. when I'm slightly hung, you know, starting to, my buzz is starting to wear off? I'm just curious. I'm
really curious. I don't know. We'll need to research that.
And Burger King does the same thing, so we'll have to look that up. Can we just order just a vat of fries or?
A vat?
Well, that's how many I want to eat whenever I start eating fries, so I try not to.
I need a vat of fries.
Isn't that the thing that they put it in when they buy
it? Right.
Or it's just like another term in another country.
I want all of your French fries. Deliver me all the French fries you have in your store.
Give me a gaggle of French fries.
I'm surprised I don't weigh like 40,000 pounds at, you know, just off of how much food that I can actually hork down at one point in time.
You're bragging.
No, I mean, I really seriously have to watch it because I will overeat if I don't.
I love food.
God. Yeah. Thanks for all the cheese. And thank you, listeners, for listening to us smack and crackle and suck it out of our teeth while we're sitting here talking. It's been fun.
All right. Now can we say goodbye?
Oh, yes.
Okay, we can say goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, Janet.
And we'll see you both back here again soon.
Okay. Absolutely. Yay.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and check out our website at twogirlsinabottleofwine.com. You can listen to us on Podbean, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Rockin' Comedy Radio, iTunes, Stitcher. All of our links can be found on Tumblr and Blogspot. Thanks, and we'll see you again soon.